Hi, folks, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to follow this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. And also check out my website at buildwealthmedia.com. So today I want to talk about the FIRE movement, and I'm going to give my take on the FIRE movement. But before I do that, I want to explain what the FIRE movement is, because I think a lot of people may not know about this movement. Now, FIRE is an acronym. It stands for Financial Independence Retire Early, FIRE. And basically, people who embrace the FIRE movement are people who are wanting to retire at a very early age. These are people who are wanting to retire at 35, 45. They're not wanting to retire at the traditional age, usually 60 to 65. These are people who are wanting to retire at a very early age. And a lot of these people do their best to acquire as much assets as they can to achieve this. So a lot of people who embrace the FIRE movement, they're very strategic on how they invest. They often invest consistently. They often have multiple streams of income. And often, a lot of people who embrace the FIRE movement, they often have high income jobs. And that's what I'm going to talk about a lot on this particular episode. See, I want to break it down to most people. Here's the thing about the FIRE movement. Now, I'm going to be straightforward with you. For most people, I'm talking about 90% of people, the FIRE movement is unrealistic. Most people will never achieve being able to retire early, because most people don't make enough income to just retire early. Most people don't have the financial resources to just quit their job and retire at 25. Or 35 or 45. Most people don't make enough income at their current job to do that. Now, someone might be listening and they may say, well, if that's the case, why are there some people retiring early at very young ages? Well, it's simple. A lot of people who are retiring early, see, here's what most people don't tell you when they do YouTube videos about how they reached FIRE. They just kind of like present themselves as though they did it through investing and being very frugal, which being frugal is important. Investing is very important. But what most people aren't going to tell you is that they achieved retiring early because they had a high income. And that's the key. See, if you want to retire at 25 or 35, you're going to need a high income skill, or you need to be making a lot of money at your current job to retire early. And that's one of the things that I think is just not talked about a lot. A lot of times I listen to a lot of these FIRE podcasts and I watch FIRE YouTube channels, and they focus on the retire early aspect. And it's almost that they're just presenting themselves as they achieved FIRE by just investing and being frugal. But what a lot of them aren't telling you is they achieved FIRE because they made a high income salary. They had a high income skill. And again, for most people, that's unrealistic. Because here's the thing, most people make 50K or less at their current job. Let's just be real here. Most people make 50K or less at their current job, statistically. And if you want to retire early, let's say at 35 or 45 or even 25, I hope you have a high income salary that you can use to invest aggressively. But see, here's the thing. Here's my problem with the FIRE movement. Here's one of my pet peeves about the FIRE movement, is that most people who embrace the FIRE movement, here's what they focus on only. They focus on the retire early aspect of FIRE only. See, most people who want to achieve FIRE, that's all they're concerned about is just retiring early. So what do people do? What are people willing to do to retire early? Well, a lot of times people who want to retire early, they invest in speculative investments like Bitcoin, EV stocks, or other penny stocks. A lot of times people who want to achieve FIRE, they want to retire early so bad that they're willing to gamble and put their hard-earned capital into speculative investments like Bitcoin, like these unprofitable EV stocks or other cryptocurrencies, because they're so focused on the retire early aspect of FIRE. And here's what you really should focus on. See, this should be the primary focus when it comes to FIRE. I'm gonna give you some knowledge. Financial independent. That's what you should really focus on. See, most people just focus on a retire early, but they don't focus on the financial independent aspect of FIRE. See, financial independent means making work optional. Being able to work if you want to. To me, being financially independent means having a comfortable retirement. Retiring debt-free. Retiring with adequate assets that can support my livelihood throughout my life. To me, that's financial independence. Retiring with dignity, retiring comfortably. And that might take until you're 60 to achieve that. And that's okay. Not everybody needs to retire at 25 or 35 or 45. And in fact, you might even like your 9-to-5. You may not want to retire early. So I think sometimes we just have to redefine FIRE. Don't just embrace the FIRE movement based on what someone else thinks about the FIRE movement. FIRE is personal. And you have to ask yourself, what does achieving FIRE mean to you? If you want to retire early, then that's fine. But you're going to need a high income skill. You're going to need a high income skill to retire early. Because if you have a high income skill, you can invest more. And therefore, you may be able to retire early. If you have a high income skill that allows you to invest more income, then perhaps retiring early is achievable. But again, for most people, retiring early is unrealistic. And I think a lot of people in the FIRE movement stress themselves out because their whole purpose is to just retire early, retire early, retire early. And they're stressing themselves out trying to achieve that. When you should really be focused on the financial independent aspect of FIRE. Being able to retire comfortably. Being able to have a successful retirement when you're in your golden years. And that's what FIRE means to me. Being able to retire comfortably. And again, that might take you until you're 60 years old to achieve. And that's okay. Again, not everybody needs to retire at 25. Not everybody needs to retire at 35. And newsflash, even if you do retire, see, I think a lot of people, when they think of retirement, they think about just kicking back, relaxing, not doing anything. That'll last for so long. See, if you achieve FIRE, if you retire early, you need to be doing something. Don't just think you're going to retire and kick back and watch TV all day. You'll go crazy. So whether you retire at 25 or 65, you need to be doing something. So that's my take on the FIRE movement. Again, I'm not criticizing the FIRE movement. But again, I think for most people who embrace the FIRE movement, their primary focus is retiring early. And in my opinion, I think that's the wrong approach to FIRE. The primary objective of the FIRE movement is the financial independent aspect of it, not retiring early. So as always, folks, I encourage you to always think big in life. Always strive to become a better version of yourself. And stay committed to financial success.